Page 91. Exercise 2. Listening. On the air.
Hello, and welcome to Addie's Advice. I'm your host, Addie Manson. Thanks for joining me. The topic this week is relationships, and I have four emails I want to start the show with. I'm not going to say the names to keep their privacy. I hope you're listening. The first one is from someone who might be losing his best friend over a cat. His friend recently got a cat, and it's getting a lot of attention. I know you must be upset about this situation, but I think you should try to show some interest in your friend's cat. This can give you something in common. Your friend may begin to lose interest in the cat. After all, people often lose interest in things over time. Later, maybe your friend will have more time for you. I have another email here from a woman with a problem with a coworker. We've all had problems with coworkers, I'm sure. Anyway, this coworker is always asking her to do things for her, and she's not her boss. Well, my advice is very simple. Just write your coworker a short, polite note and explain how you feel. I'm sure she'll understand. Don't give in and continue to do things for her. Maybe this new coworker doesn't realize she's annoying you with these requests. Our third email is from a teenager. Her younger brother is causing a problem for her. She says her brother often picks on her in front of her friends, and he tells personal things. Well, I think you and your friend should go to someone else's house. Then your brother isn't there. You don't need to tell your parents or ask them to solve this problem for you. That will only make your brother more upset and more likely to bother you. He just seems to want attention. True, he may need to grow up and be more mature, but he is only 10 years old after all. Our fourth email is from someone who has a roommate problem. Let me read part of his email. It says his roommate never does any chores around the house. He just sits around playing video games and watching TV. The apartment is always a mess, and I'm the one who has to clean it up. Well, he doesn't sound like a very good roommate. Don't throw him out. Give him a chance. You never mentioned speaking to your roommate. Talk to your roommate. Communicate with him. Discuss who will do which chores around the house.